Morning Watch. The Grace of God and the Economy of God. Week 1. The Tremendous Significance of the Grace of God as Revealed in the New Testament. Monday. Related Verses. Ephesians 2, verse 7. That he might display in the ages to come the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, but, on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God, which is with me. John 1, verses 14 and 16 through 17. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Verses 16 through 17. For of his fullness we have all received, in grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, verse 23. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. Psalms 36, verses 8 through 9. They are saturated with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Related reading. The grace of God is a matter of tremendous significance. If we would understand what the grace of God is as revealed in the New Testament, we need a clear view of the New Testament as a whole. The New Testament is a history of God's grace, and grace is the incarnated triune God. In the first step, the triune God became a man in the flesh, through his birth by a human virgin, as grace coming to be among men for the accomplishment of redemption. In the second step, the last Adam, as embodiment of the triune God, became the life-giving spirit through his death and resurrection as grace entering into man for the impartation of the process and consummated triune God into the believers, to be the source, element, and essence of the body of Christ, which will consummate in the New Jerusalem as the glorious enlargement and expression of the process and consummated triune God in eternity. When I was young, I was taught that grace means that we do nothing and that God does everything for us. According to this teaching, anything we do is work, not grace. But whatever God does for us is grace. However, according to the New Testament, grace is actually what God is to us for our enjoyment. Grace is actually God in Christ dispensed into our being for our enjoyment and our experience. Grace is mainly not the work God does for us. Grace is the triune God himself dispensed into our being and experienced as our enjoyment. In brief, grace is the triune God experienced and enjoyed by us. The New Testament reveals that grace is nothing less than God in Christ dispensed into our being for our enjoyment. John 1, verse 17 says that grace came through Jesus Christ. This indicates that grace is somewhat like a person. The personification of grace is God himself. Paul realized this when he said, "Not I, but the grace of God with me." For Paul, grace was a living person. In Paul, this person became the very grace by which he labored. Therefore, grace is God himself. It is what God is to us for our enjoyment. When God is enjoyed by us, that is grace. Grace is the very God and his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our portion so that we may enjoy all he is. We need to emphasize the fact that grace is God as our enjoyment. When God becomes our portion for us to enjoy, that is grace. Do not consider grace as something less than God. Grace is nothing less than the triune God enjoyed by us in a practical way as our portion. Grace is God not in doctrine, but in our experience, for grace is God in Christ with all he is for our enjoyment. This includes life, strength, comfort, rest, light, righteousness, holiness, power, and the other divine attributes. When we enjoy God and participate in him, that is grace. In the accomplishment of his eternal economy, God commenced it in his incarnation by coming to be a man as a grace to the believers. God came in the way of incarnation to us as grace. Hence, grace is the triune God in his incarnation to be dispensed to the believers by the Father as a source, by the Son as the element, and by the Spirit as the application.